They told us the story was simple. A tragedy, a grieving widow, a nation watching in sympathy. But scratch the surface and the mask falls fast. The widow might not be who she says she is. Evidence is emerging that she was groomed, trained, and positioned in place. Not to mourn, but to inherit. Behind her polished smile and professional public performances lies a pipeline of children moved across borders, fortunes rerouted offshore, and influence funneled straight into the hands of her handlers. This isn't a love story, it's a transfer of power, and the files we just uncovered prove it. Stay with us, because by the end of this video, you'll understand why this operation had to stay hidden, and why they're willing to kill to protect it. Before we dive in, let me just tell you about an important service that lets you protect your privacy from the deep state. Our partner VP.net isn't just another VPN, it's the next evolution in private browsing, built with unbreakable zero-logging architecture. That means no records, no traces, nothing for the globalists to snoop on. Israel has been on shaky ground since the Epstein conspiracy was blind wide open by the alternative media. And when whispers move from fringe feeds into mainstream headlines, power feels exposed. When that happens, those who depend on that power don't sit back. They secure the future. This is the playbook. If you can't control the money, control the minds. Right now, that play is audacious and direct. A focused grab for America's youth. They're not just buying influence by paying for propaganda, they're weaponizing attention. Days after the Charlie Kirk assassination, the TikTok algorithm was handed over to Israeli intelligence via Larry Ellison of Oracle. The mission? Brainwash the conservative youth of America with Israel first narratives.
Tell us, what is your connection to Israel?
Well, the renewal of the Jewish state is something that I think touches all of us. For 2,000 years, we were a stateless people. And now we have a country of our own, defended by all the brave men and women of the IDF. So anything we can do to support them who, you know, devote their lives for preserving the state of Israel, keeping the people safe, and allowing our state to continue in very, sometimes in very, very difficult situations.
Did you visit Israel?
I have been to Israel. I have been to the border. I have spent time to the people who govern the state of Israel, and you know, I feel a deep emotional connection to the state of Israel and the Israeli people. So we've actually acquired a number of Israeli companies. We have two CEOs at Oracle. One's name is Safra Katz, and she was born in Israel. So again, we love the country of Israel, and we'll do everything we can to support the country of Israel.
But hijacking the narrative on American social media wasn't enough for the handlers and their globalist backers. They set their sights on Turning Point USA, the influence machine built by Charlie Kirk, a man many believed could one day lead the country. Kirk's refusal to toe their line made him dangerous. He kept pounding an American first drum, even as establishment power shifted away from the movement that put him on stage. So the plan moved from persuasion to possession. When Kirk turned down a $150 million offer to recast his platform as a mouthpiece for Israel First talking points, the globalist elite didn't fold. They executed the contingency. Erica Kirk liked to present herself as an everyday hero. To her audience, she was the face of faith, family, and service. But long before the hashtags and photo ops, accusations were already circulating. Accusations that her so-called ministry in Romania was a front for trafficking children across borders. Back in the early 2000s, Erica worked as a model and casting director. Soon after, she reinvented herself as the head of the Romanian Angels, an NGO operating in Constanța, Romania, a city infamous as a trafficking hub. On paper, her group partnered with the US military and placed children into adoption. But locals told a different story. That kids were being taken, not protected, and funneled straight into networks supplying Israel and private islands with very young orphans.
2012 wins Miss Arizona, competes in Miss USA, a pageant owned by Trump. Okay, want to know something really weird? So she had said in a podcast that she had never competed in pageants and had never done any modeling before. Until one day she receives an invitation in the mail to become a model and start doing pageants. And the pageants that she started doing were Miss USA pageants owned by Trump. So she modeled for Trump. She was one of Trump's pageant girls. But did you know that she was also a casting director at the same time that she was doing all of this stuff for Trump? Now, she doesn't specify on her website if she worked as a casting director for Trump, but around the time that she was claiming to be a casting director, she also owned a ministry that was working with the U.S. military in Romania. The area in Romania where she was operating this ministry had a bunch of locals accusing these evangelical ministries of kidnapping children and trafficking them out of the country. These children were being found in the UK, in Israel, and were also being sent to undisclosed private islands. Locals demanded authorities look into it, but they never did. Now, Charlie Kirk really wanted the Epstein files released, but did his wife? Prior to marrying Charlie Kirk, she was a multi-millionaire on her own. And since his passing, she's also amassed all of his wealth, plus an additional at least $5 million in donations. She's currently considered the most powerful woman in the United States, with mega fans begging her to run as vice president in 2028.
And then came 2018. Erica traveled to Israel, where what she described as a job interview became something else entirely, a date with Charlie Kirk. To the public, it looked like romance. To those following the trail, it looked like the next stage of an assignment that was planned years in advance.
Let's talk about their first date, because it was actually a job interview.
Back in 2018, 2 years after Donald Trump had started working with Charlie Kirk, Charlie Kirk had hosted a Turning Point USA opening event for one of the offices that they had opened. And Erica and Charlie Kirk were introduced to each other. Charlie Kirk instantly thought that she was beautiful, but thought that she was really smart. And allegedly, one of their mutuals had suggested that Charlie Kirk hire Erica. I'm assuming it was Donald Trump or someone on his team, because Donald Trump had signed on to work with Charlie Kirk, and Erica was already one of Donald Trump's employees. So it would make the most sense for Donald Trump and his team to encourage Charlie Kirk to hire Donald Trump's employees. Anyways, Charlie Kirk DM'd Erica, invited her for a job interview. The job interview ended up turning into a date.
A quick warning to anybody ready to attack us for exposing this. Know this. We have every file, every piece of evidence, and it runs deep. If we're pushed, we won't hold back. We will release it all. We know all about the disappearances of Luisa Malenko and Alexandra Makasanu and countless others. But for now, we have to ask, was Charlie Kirk another victim of an Israeli intelligence honeypot operation? Whenever there is a false flag and the official narrative makes no sense at all, there's one question you have to ask. Who benefits? Follow the profits, follow the power, and the picture sharpens. After the break, we connect those dots and reveal the files that expose a dangerous history. The architects are literally killing people to keep covered up. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some... what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Anybody who's lost somebody knows what real grief looks like. Your face is raw, your eyes are swollen from nights of endless crying. You can barely form words, let alone stand under studio lights and perform for the cameras. That's grief. And when you've seen the real thing, you know instantly when what you're watching is fake. None of this should come as any surprise. These people don't move in quarterly cycles. They plan decades in advance. They plant narratives that will bloom long after the actors are gone. And there's more than enough money to grease any operation. Last week, a 250-strong congressional shuttle arrived at the 50 states won Israel summit. a blatant act of Israel-first corruption. Then an insider's daughter blew the whistle and the ledger started to leak.
So yeah, it looks like my dad and a bunch of other just like loser politicians from New Mexico went to meet with Netanyahu. And I don't know what they could possibly discuss. I mean, again, it's my dad and a bunch of other like state senators and state reps, which like, how does meeting with Netanyahu help the local people of New Mexico? But yeah, I genuinely believe that Israel is like paying my dad now to like peddle propaganda. How much are they paying my dad? You know, like how much is his soul? Because it seems like he has sold his soul to the devil.
They have a finger in every pie. Their networks run deep. Decades of quiet alliances, influence, and bank accounts that never show up on paper. Those same ties are now threading through the odd coincidences and unexplained incidents unfolding in real time, including the Charlie Kirk conspiracy and the tragedy of what's happening to the organization he built. Listen close. What looks random is rarely random with them.
Just know that nothing is by mistake. Nothing. I will never forget the time I was in Israel with my husband. Well, not with, that was the second time, but the first time with my mother on a pilgrimage. And I was standing in the ticket line. And I remember looking behind me. And in the snake of the ticket line was a guy who looked very familiar. I had no idea who he was. And I told my mom, this guy looks so familiar. And as a typical mother, she said, go and say hi. No. We were late for our flight, and I'm not going to come off like a crazy person with a, that's just weird. That ended up being Charlie. Nothing is by coincidence. Now, did we know that that, no, not until we were like 3 months into our relationship and looking at timestamps, seeing that both of us were in Israel at the same time. But nothing is by coincidence.
Nothing is by coincidence. Like the fact Erica chose to give the devil horns at a memorial, a public symbol of initiation and allegiance, a hand signal that says, I'm in the order. Its shape recalls the horns of Baphomet, turning a casual pose into a ritual badge flashed in plain sight, yet hidden from the uninitiated. Then there's the fact that her family's backstory makes less sense than Barack Obama's CIA-fabricated official record. Major news profiles describe her as raised by a single mother in Arizona, but that's just the cover story.
Erica Kirk talking about how her mother, when they moved to Arizona, why they moved to Arizona, because her mother works for the Department of Homeland Security.
Hey, can I ask a question? It's maybe off topic. How did your mom choose Phoenix?
So she chose to move to Phoenix from Ohio because there was more of a an opportunity for a female business owner out here, especially from the standpoint of she was getting involved with the government, so Homeland Security and Department of Defense. And so she had other business partners that were out here that were already in that industry, especially from the standpoint of she was getting involved with the government. So Homeland Security and Department of Defense, she was getting involved with the government.
Then there's her family's connections to ancient elite orders and her father's connections to Israel. These are ties that run deep, reaching into defense contracts and even the very construction of the IDF's Iron Dome system.
Erica Kirk's no grieving saint. She's wired into the machine. Knights of Malta? Spot on. She flashed that black cross pendant in her first widow clip, same one every sovereign military order knight wears, and her family's donated heavy to Catholic orders forever. Freemason angles subtler. Her dad, Kent Francfay, wasn't just Raytheon. He chaired their Israel division, funneled billions in Iron Dome cash while Charlie's old man designed Trump Tower. Yeah, but also the bunker levels nobody admits exist. Erica? Inherited $23 million at 25 from a trust. Come on, that's not beauty queen money. That's Mossad's slush fund. She started Everyday Heroes as cover, funneled donations straight to pro-Israel NGOs. And that G-ring? Not grief. Grand Lodge symbol, worn by 33rd degree insiders. Delivered that speech 2 days after the shot? Because it was pre-taped. Voice forensics say the room echo doesn't match. Lighting's wrong. And Tyler Robinson's still denying he fired. She's carrying the legacy, all right. TPUSA's already slipping to Jewish board vets who loathe her. So expect her moved on by Christmas, maybe with a Zionist tech bro. Wonder Woman? more like handler who got her asset clipped.
With family ties like these, it's no wonder Charlie seemed to know that he was treading on dangerous ground, grimacing, twitching, and betraying himself with nervous tics whenever the questions got too close.
You can't go there when it comes to Israel.
Well, you and I believe that we're Americans and Americans first, period. End of story. We are citizens of this nation, okay?
That's right.
Israel, we have funded, we have supported, but we're like, honestly, the way you are treating me is so repulsive. I have text messages, Megan, calling me an anti-Semite, but my moral character is now being put into question, Megan. Not my decisions, not like, hey, are you doing this? Is it smart or is it dumb? But no, I am a bad person if I do this. Mm-hmm. And you saw it, Megan. It was trending on Twitter, thousands of tweets and text messages.
It's offensive to those of us who have been out there defending them in many instances against critics on our own side.
This is dangerous ground. And I know some people are going to be upset. But that's the point of alternative media, saying what others won't. And trust me, people do know the truth. Take Tucker Carlson. At the Charlie Kirk Memorial, he slipped it past the censors with a parable, an analogy about Jesus Christ, silence for speaking truth, cut down not by accident, but by design. In his words, guys in a room eating hummus decided the solution was simple, just kill the messenger. A quiet hint, but a powerful one, and it didn't go unnoticed.
Ultimately, he was a Christian evangelist, and it actually reminds me of my favorite story ever. So it's about 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, and Jesus shows up and he starts talking about the people in power, and he starts doing the worst thing that you can do, which is telling the truth about people, and they hate it, and they just go bonkers. They hate it, and they become obsessed with making him stop. This guy's got to stop talking. We've got to shut this guy up. And I can just sort of picture the scene in a lamp-lit room with a bunch of guys sitting around eating hummus, thinking about what do we do about this guy telling the truth about us? We must make him stop talking. And there's always one guy with the bright idea, and I can just hear him say, I've got an idea, why don't we just kill him? That'll shut him up. That'll fix the problem. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Everything is inverted.
This isn't just a story, it's a call to action. Share it, question everything, and remember, together, we are stronger than the silence they want to keep us in. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you.